Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
Good morning. You are tuned in to 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Nellie, and you are currently tuned in to my show called The Cat's Pajams. Started today off with a new beautiful song by Jessica Pratt. I believe she's from the Bay Area. And that was her new single, Back Baby. And she is releasing a new album soon off Drag City Records, and it's called On Your Own Love Again. So to switch gears, I'm going to play a few bands that are playing a show tomorrow night. It's going to be a bumpin' house party show. The Oz are releasing their new album called Names, and they're having a kegger to raise money for that. It should be really fun. You can find all the info on Facebook. But they're playing with some other great local bands, Dead Soft, Woolworm, MOSFET, and then a Yeah Yeah Yeahs cover band called Affirmative Affirmatives. So that sounds like a great time. So I'm going to play The Oz. There is yet to be any songs released on the internet from Names. So I'm going to play a track from their album, Corey's Coat Hangers, which is released pretty recently. This is the track called Spooky Love.
Drips roll down, don't be
All right. That was Dead Soft, a great local band. They just released an album this summer off of Kingfisher Blues Records, and that was the track Emergency. Before that, you heard Woolworm with the song Very Well off of a split 7-inch they did with a band called Grown Ups. And at the top of the set, you heard The Oz with the song Spooky Love off of Corey's Coat Hangers. All three of those bands and more will be playing tomorrow night. They're playing a house show. You can find all that info on Facebook. I don't know the address. Sorry. Up next, I'm going to play a cool new band I found out about. They're signed to Burger Records, but they're called The Felines, which is appropriate for the Cat's Pajamas. And they're a sweet Danish all-girl like garage rock group. And I'm going to play a track called Al Pacino. And this is off of a new album that they just released. Here we go.
Yeah. If you live inside the Brooklyn-based songwriter Mira is touring in support of her new record, Changing Light. This Saturday, November 15th, Mira plays with Mecca Normal at the Media Club. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 10. Advance tickets are $15, available at Northern Tickets, Zulu, and Red Cat. Brought to you by MRG and CITR 101.9.
The UBC Players Club presents seven stories by award-winning playwright and UBC alumnus Morris Panych. This dark comedy centers on man who is contemplating suicide on the ledge of an apartment when he is interrupted by the building's residents. Will they talk him down or further convince him of life's absurdity? Step up to the seventh story at Dorothy Somerset Studios on UBC's Point Grey campus November 12th to 15th at 7 p.m. or November 16th at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are available at door or online at Brown Paper Tickets.
Oh.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the Cat's Pajamas on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Nellie. You just heard a track called She Seems Stressed. That's by a band out of Halifax called Old and Weird, and that was off of their new album called What I Saw. I thought that song was appropriate considering what time of year it is. This is the worst time of year, guys. November is the worst month, and heading towards that period, like, when everything is due, at least for me, or, like, probably more art students, papers, a bunch of stuff. We're so close to the end, though. It's almost, the semester's almost done. Anyway, before that track, you heard Places to Hide. They are a band out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they just released a new EP called Wild and Soft, and you heard the track called Nowhere Bound. Before that, you heard Mourn. They are a new band signed to Captured Tracks, and I believe they're from Spain, or some other, like, cool European country. That was the track Silver Gold off of their self-titled album. And then at the very top of the set, you heard The Felines. They are a Danish girl group. I'm listening to them a lot. They're really great. And that was the track Al Pacino. Up next, I'm going to play some fun songs, courtesy of Energy Slime, which is Jay Arner and Jessica Delisle, I think that's her last name, their new project. It's really fun. They released a 7-inch off of Mint Records, and the whole album's on it. All the tracks are less than 2 minutes long. And I'm going to play a song they just released a video for called Cool Ship 2. And I'm playing this on the turntable, which usually results in technical difficulties. But I did it earlier. I played Dead Soft on vinyl. I'm going to play some more vinyl on the show. It's really fun to do that. Hopefully this sounds okay when I turn it on. All right, this is Cool Ships 2 by Energy Slime.
Thank you.
right. That was Data Plan, November Discorder cover band. That was the track Mr. Window off of their album Data Plan is Free. Before that, you heard Rec Center with the song Beat the Crowd off of their new album called Monster of the Week. His album's really cool. My friend Eleanor told me about it. She's in the studio right now.
Oh my gosh, am I on the right mic?
Or you didn't tell me about it, but I saw it on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Jay Arner.
There's a bunch of people. Jessica's in it. Yeah. But there's like three other members, I think. I feel like I discovered their first album just in CITR's playlist 2 summers ago and was like, this is so good. Why have I never heard about this?
Yeah.
And then I just thought that it was like a one-off. But nope, they just released another one.
Yep. It's on their Bandcamp. It's released on November 18th, which is pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're playing any shows.
I think they may be, and if this is wrong, you didn't hear it here via us.
There's not a lot of people that are relying on this information.
Well,
probably.
I think they're playing, if Discorder has a launch party in the beginning of December, I think that they're playing at that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. Are they going to be in the next issue of Discorder?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I can't, you know, I'm not the expert on that. Yeah. So
anyway, they also released a video for the song Like I Care. It's very X-Files influenced, as is the whole album.
Yeah, definitely. I would say
which
that.
Which is a show that I still have yet to watch, but it's...
Yeah. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
No. It's like, I don't know, people, it kind of has a bit of a cult following, right?
Totally.
Okay.
I feel like I would like it. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, before Rec Center, you heard Energy Slime. So speaking of Jay and Jessica, they just released a 7-inch off of Mint Records, and they are they're having their release show at They Live Video tomorrow night.
Which is really sad also because that store is closing.
Yes, I know. Very sad.
Tragic.
I saw on Facebook that they're selling. They're selling all their movies.
Some good shows in that venue.
Great shows in that venue. It's funny, I mean, it's a video store, but like, yeah. I'll miss it. I don't know. If I lived very close by, I would be renting videos from there. But yeah. I go to shows there. Yeah, great times.
Intimate. It's nice.
Very intimate.
Yeah.
Cult Babies are also playing with them, so you should head out to They Live.
Is that tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow night. Yeah.
So many things happening.
So many things.
It's a good problem to have.
Anywho, next song I'm going to play is from Parquet Courts.
Nice.
This is their new album called Content Nausea, and it's under like a slightly different lineup and a slightly different spelling of their name, which is confusing and kind of funny. I like it.
Yeah.
This is a song called Psychostructures.
The pace, the peace, and the past, even before they were constructing, Harry said it was built to last. Mother Country Daddy's commission, 'cause there's a stronger storm every fall. Nowhere left to climb when the ocean rises higher than the Kevlar walls. Oh, fear's taking over. Fear's taking over. Taking over, is taking over. Lindbergh faces Macca from Fulton in defiance, never bows. No one asks permission from no one. Well, no one asks the folks in Bilbao. Brightliners huddled, conspiring, rusting in the Rockaway snow. Japanese fleet buzz beneath our feet, the screeching midnight thunder below. VA bends like a wire, soon to the spire. Steel cycle structures and dreams falling over. Taking over, fear's taking over, fear taking over. Fear taking over.
Apologies. Technical difficulties. I don't know what just happened.
It's okay.
Let's get back to it. What was I going to play after this? Yes, Babysitter. They just released a new tape.
I haven't listened to this yet. Have you?
I've listened to a few songs, but I'm going to play the first track. Yeah, this is really exciting.
Come here.
I feel like, yes.
I'm so excited.
They're from the island. No, are they?
Yes.
Have they relocated to Montreal? Because they are tagged under Montreal on this Bandcamp page.
Yeah, it's debatable.
Yeah.
It's Canadian.
Who knows?
Folks.
Yeah, exactly. This is a track called Cheerleaders by Babysitter.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from... We'll be right back.
All right, that was Ice Age, a Danish punk band. That was the song Plowing Into the Field of Love off of their latest album. Before that, you heard some new Babysitter. That was the song Cheerleaders off of a tape they just released. And at the top of the set, you heard Parquet Courts with a song Psycho Structures off of their album Content Nausea. That's just about it for the show today. This has been the Cat's Pajamas. I'm your host, Nelly. Stay tuned for Dave Radio. Up next, it looks like Pale Red has joined him in the studio today, so that should be fun. They're the winners of night one of Shindig, and they will be competing next in the new year for the top prize. Come out to Shindig. I'm DJing in between sets next week, so that should be fun. To close out, I'm going to play a quick track by Rennie Wilson. He released a punk album, which is a bit of a departure from his very disco-influenced album Sugar Glider. So this song is called Glass Animal off of the album Punk Explosion.